Dan daf chot alef amet alef. The top of the omet. Amar Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina machloike shenoflo lepoches mimeya so chulin tmei. We had a machloikes between Rab Elazar and Rab Yeshua. If you had a chavish shal yayin, a chavish shal trume, shahoiso begasol yayino, and it broke, and it started dripping into the boyer. And in the boyer there was chulin tmei. So we learned as follows. If he has a kli toher, or he can get a kli toher in time to save a revius of yayin shal truma betare, he's mechuyev to get a kli toher and be matzel a revius of truma betare. Als tachiyev of mishmeres trumaisai, it is possible to save a revius of truma, so he's mechuyev to do it. Even though by looking for the keli, the truma in the meantime will run into the boyer, and it'll become truma tmeye, so the chulin that he has will become useless and worthless, because Saya Yisrael and Saya Koyin can't use truma tmeye. Afal pikein, he's mechuyev to do this. To be matal arabiyas betar. If he can't be matal arabiyas betar, so now the shail is, what does he do? Does he stand back and watch everything become nifsad? Or can he prevent the trume from falling into the boyer by taking kalim tmeim and collecting the trume and the kli tome? So we hear the amachloikis in this nekuda between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar holds that he's not allowed to do anything. He has to stand teired v'titomei v'al yitamenu biyat. He's not permitted to be metame the trume, even though it involves a hefsed merubah. Rabbi Yeshua holds yitamenu miyat. Biyat. He's permitted to take kalim tmeim, to catch the truma tmei before it goes into the boil. The Gemara says that the reason this is permissible because there's a hefsed merube, so they were matter to be metame the truma. And the oimik kadvorim is, since the truma sai besai heilrich leibud, so there's no chiyev meikar adin of mishmeres trumoisai, because it's ayvesai going to be heilach libut. So then he's permitted a filo to be metamed biyad. And Rabbi Elazar disagreed. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina machloikes shenoflo lepoches mimei yaso. When is there a machloikes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua that the truma is falling into chulin tmeim, which is less than 100 times as much as the truma? So therefore, since Trume does not become bottle, so therefore, the if it will fall into the Chulin Tmeim, it will become Osar Ba'achila Ba'ano. You have nothing but to do with it. So then, Rabbi Yeshua holds, he's permitted to be metame the trume bekelim tmeim in order to prevent this hefs. Avu noflo lemeya chulin tmeim. But what is the din if there is 100 times as much chulin tmeim keneged the trume? So what is the halacha? Trume becomes bottle be'echad b'meya. So there won't be a hefsid. So the truma will fall into the chulin, or become bottle to the chulin. So now you have 101 saw of chulin tmeim. So it's nishkefelach, sakel, tarevach. Truma is cheaper than chulin because there's many precautions you have to take before you eat it, you drink it. So memeila, there's no hefsid whatsoever. Is divrei hakel. So then everyone holds teireit v'titomei v'al yitamenu biyat. So then, Rabbi Yeshua is also moide. There's no hefsed whatsoever. There's a hefsed muet. So then, he has no right to be metame the truma. Tanya nami hochi, chovi shenishbero begas al yoine, betachteo meya chulin tmeim, moide Rabbi Elazar la Rabbi Yeshua, shem yochel lahatzel mimeno revius betare yatzel, im lav teired vetetame ba'al yetameno biyat. So the Gemara weiter, Moide Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua, Hai Moide Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezel was the Machmer, Rabbi Yeshua was the Mekel. So L'chayre, here we're saying that Rabbi Yeshua was only Mekel, the Mokim Hefset. But if there's meya so of yayin, yayin shel chulin, so then Rabbi Yeshua is also machma. So the lashon of the brayis is very shver. Hay moide Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua, moide Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Lezel mi boy. Rabbi Yeshua should be moide Rabbi Lezel. Here we're machma. He has no right to be metame. Omar Rove Eipoch. So Rove said, yeah, it's a grayis in the brayis. Rav Huna bereid Rabbi Yeshua Amar la'olam loitepoch. No, it's moide Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua. Hoche b'maya skinin. Now, we learned in the Baraisa two halachas. The first halacha was, Shim yochel lahatzol mimena revius betare yato. If he could be matzol a revius betare yato. And there's a second halacha, that if him lav, teiret vatetame. So, Rav Huna said that the moide Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua is going on the first halacha. Lo'ilam lo'itaito. We're going on the first halacha. If he could be matzal a revius betare. If he could be matzal a revius betare, is moide Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua. Now what does that mean? So the Gemara says as follows. Hoche b'may eskinon b'kli she'toicha itoyer v'gaba itome. We're speaking about he can be matzal a revius betare, but the keli that he has in order to be matzal the revius is a little problematic. The toicha kli is toher. So to be careful when he's catching the yayin of trume, he won't be metamed. But the gaba is tome. But the gab of the kli is tome. Mao de teime nigzer dume noga gaboy betrume. Maybe we should be geyser. If this is such a keli that is problematic, maybe he should not be matzel the, maybe he should not be matzel the trume with this keli. Because he might be metamed by yodayim. It's kamash malon that he's permitted to do it. Let us first see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, machloikes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, shenoflo lepoches mimeya chulin tmeim. It fell into less than 100 times chulin tmeim. Sheyesh begas atachtoine, poches mimeya chulin tmeim. Dein trumet betela behem. So truma will not become bottle. Uposti legamri. So then it's a hefset gomo. The trumet tzorich echod the meyer lebatla. So memeila, so if there's not echod, there's not meyer kenegda, so memeila, so won't become bottle, and everything will come osla. Abol ho, you betachtoin a meyer chulin. What does meyer chulin mean? Meyer chod yis kemayzu shel trumet, debrei haker lo yetama biyat. Then he has no right to be metamit. Hoyu v'loi pos de chulin. There's no hefset. The truma oila behem. The truma will become bottle to the chulin. The chazi be made tumah k'demi kor elazar, just like the chulin tameim, he stored for his man when he'll be tameh. So memeila, so now it will become some more chulin. So there's no hefset whatsoever. Moidi Rabbi Lezer, kasal kedaita hamaskonikoin. Aim la, that if he doesn't have any kalim tameim, is so teired v'titomei v'ayitamena biyat. The pulaktayu bimlavu. The whole machloikis was, if he didn't have kalim tohirim, if he has a kli tohir, whatever was a machloikis, everyone is moide, you have to be matzel, the truma, al tzachiva, mishmeres, trumoisai. So the whole machloikis is bimlav, he doesn't have kalim tohirim. Lohi porir, so fakert. So all the time, if he doesn't have kalim tohirim, Rabbi Yeshua was the meikel, and Rabbi Lezer is the machma. And here we say, I feel Rabbi Yeshua will also be machma, since there's no hefset. Allah ipoch moide Rabbi Yeshua da omal el yitamene biyad al Rabbi Lezer da omal el yitamene biyad mi boi leila misni. That's what it should have said. So the Gemara answers, the moide is not going on the sefer, the moide is going the reish. Bechli she toichai toir vegaba itome. Vahai moide lav a sefer koi, it is not going on the sefer, el a reish. Diktoni im yochil lahatsa revius betaret. He can be matzal a revius betare yatzal. Vafilu, so he's mechuyev to be matzal. Vafilu kli ze shehubo lahatzal revius besoichoy. Vafilu this kli, that he wants to be matzal a revius besoichoy, toichoy, toichoy, vegabi, tome. Vashmiin leila Rabbi Lezer doma al yitamenu biyad, even though Rabbi Lezer zaytamenu biyad, moidu demut lahatzal beze. We're not afraid, maybe, in the process of being matal, the trume will be metamed, metamel over your diet. Now, how do you have such a keli that is toichai toil, and gabay is tome, ubehulisha nitmo bemashkin, the tumosam de rabbonon, he? Mashkachas lo kidesanye, klisha nitmo achayrov bemashkin, achayrov tmeim, toichai ayognei oznoi ayodov toil. So that's how the Gemara says Pshat in the Baraisa. So L'chayra had a kasha on this teret, L'chayra Zazay. Rabbi Yeshua holds, in the Sefer, that's for sure, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Mokim, when there's no Hefsid, one is not permitted to be Metame. So the whole Kula of Rabbi Yeshua was, that when there is a hefsed, Rabbi Yeshua held, one is permitted to be metame the trume, b'mokim hefsed merube. Rabbi Eliezer held, one is not permitted to be metame. But b'mokim there's no hefsed, so Rabbi Yeshua also says you have no right to be metame. So now, l'chayre in the reisha, here we're speaking about a case, there's no hefsed whatsoever. It's going to become bottle. Now, here the Shaila is, so, and that's what it says in the Seif, if there's no Hefsit, Rabbi Yeshua is also Moid, you have no right to be Metamed. So if you have no right to be Metamed, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, how do we know according to Rabbi Yeshua you're also allowed to be Matalit, if it's Toichai Toir and Gaboi Tomei? I mean, here is a different Shaila. Here is a Shaila, can we rely that he's a good juggler, and he'll be careful that the Trume will not fall on the Gav, will only fall in the Toich? Or can we rely on this? That's the Shaila. So do we have any opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in this Shaila? What Shaychus does this have to the Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua? Maida Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was speaking about a different Shaila. B'mokim, there's a Hefsid. So then Rabbi Yeshua was matter to be Metame. And Rabbi Lezer holds you not matter to be Metame. But here this is a different case. Here there's no Hefsid. So if there's no Hefsid, according to everyone, you're not allowed to be Metame. So there's no Shaila. So how do we know, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to be matzal with such a keli? Rabbi Yeshua has spoken about such a shayla. It's a different shayla, Gamsu. So how do we understand the Baraisa, Maida Rabbi Lezel or Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua never spoke about such a thing. Where do we see Rabbi Yeshua's makel? The teretz of this kasha is as follows. We have here a memre of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says as follows. If there will be a hefsed merube, and the trume is going to become tomei sai v'sai, so he's permitted to be metame the trume, since it's sai v'sai heilach liibud, so he's permitted to be metame the trume biyodai. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Rabbi Eliezer holds he's not allowed to. But Rabbi Yeshua holds also, if there won't be a hefsed merube, so then he's not permitted. Now let us try to understand this memra of Rabbi Yeshua. When there's a hefsed merube, it's permitted, and when there's no hefsed, it's osa. Now, where do we find that if me'ike hadin, it would be osa to be metame, so a hefsed merube wouldn't help the situation, but to have a hefsed merube. If Rabbi Yeshua was matter by a hefsed merube, so pshat is like, and he asked when there's no hefsed. So pshat is like this. Me'ike hadin, since it's hoilach le'ibut. Me'ike hadin, he's permitted to be metame. There's no iser me'ike hadin. No, Rabbi Yeshua was machmer. No, if there's no hefsed, why should you be metamed? So the iser to be metamed when there's no hefsed is a chumra ba'omer. Therefore, so he said it can only be machmer. You only mechuyev to be machmer when there's no hefsed. But when there's a hefsed, you say mechan de iker adin. If Rabbi Eliezer holds that when there's a hefsed merube, you're not allowed to be metamed. So he holds not the iser to be metamed is not a chumra ba'omer. The issa to be metam is mikra, then you're not allowed to be metam. Heilach libud is heilach libud. But a person has no right to be metam the trume because it's heilach libud. So when there's an issa to be metam, when there's no hefset, when there's an issa to be metam, Sai Rabbi Yeshua and Sai Rabbi Eliezer holds you're not allowed to be metam, but there's a merit of chilik between them. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to be metam when there's no hefset mitzat chumr. It's not, why should you be metam be yadayim? It's mitzat chum, you're not allowed to be metam. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to be metam meikar adin. So therefore, there'll be a moirad ikanafkamine. What will be if I have a keli that's toichoi toher and gaboi tomei? So I'm going to try to be matzel, and maybe I'll make a mistake. Maybe I'll be metam.
I have good intentions, but I may end up being metame the truma. So there's a melody kedavki, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, what's wrong with that? I mean, he's trying good, he's trying to be matzo, and if he will be metame, what's it? So it's gefährlich, because me, he can be allowed to be metame, since it's heilig libut zai b'zai. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, l'shitosoi, according to Rabbi Yeshua l'shitosei, if I can't, it's a double poshet that you're permitted to be matzel with a kli she'toichei toyre gabei tomei. Because the whole Yisrael l'tamei is a chumre ba'ome, and here if I can't, here I'm trying to do good, I want to be matzel the truma. So tula, I'll end up by being metame, it's echt nicht gefährlich. Rabbi Lezer holds me, Iker adin metol nicht metame sein. So me meile, there'd be a svore to say, you have to be careful, if I can't. We're playing with fire over here. Maybe he'll be matzel, or maybe leader Yisrael be metame. So after that, be a din sheiv al tasa ha'odet. So that's what the Gemara says. No, maider Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that since, just like according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's mutter, and it's zichem muchach that it's mutter according to Rabbi Yeshua, because since all Yisrael, the tami is only an Yisrael darabonim, achum rabbal memi, so memeilis, so that's poshet according to Rabbi Yeshua, the din will be that one is permitted to be matzel with a klisha toichet toira gabi tomei. So who adin? So the Braisa says, maider Rabbi Lezer la Rabbi Yeshua. Hodron aloch eir labo oso. Zot the Mishnah. Kol shor shemuter lechel, every hour of the day that one is permitted, erev Pesach, that one is permitted to eat chametz, so he's also permitted machil lebehema lechaya eloifes. So he's permitted to be machil. He's permitted to have hanor from the chametz. Umoichel lenochi, and he's permitted to sell it to goy then. Umuter bahanor, say, and it's muter bahanor. Later we'll see in the Gemara what each bove is being mechadish. Of Osmanoi, what happens if the Zman of Heter Ano, of Osmanoi, that Zman passed by, is also Banosai. So it's also Bano. Lo Yasik Baitano Vikirayim. And since it's also Bano, so a person is not permitted to use it as fuel for a Tano Vikirayim. It's also Poshet, it's also Bano. So you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. The Gemara is going to take care of these problems. Now, we have here a new inyan. The oifen, how one is mitzuveh to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisa. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ein biyachomitz ala sreife. That the mitzvah's beer is only through sreife. The chachomim oimrim, af mefare bezeire leruach oimata liyam. There's other ways how one can destroy the chomitz. Can destroy the chametz by mefare v'zei l'ruach. He crumbles it up and he throws it into the wind, or he's matzel liyam. Now we'll see by this af there's a asterisk there, and on the right side berav alfis uberosh lesser milas af. So do we have a machlokes orishainim if we're goyres af or if we're not goyres af? Now what is the machlokes? What is the difference if you're geiris af or if you're not geiris af? The difference is as follows. The difference is if you are not geiris af, so the chachamim hold one is not permitted to burn the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ein bi chametz ela sreife. The chachamim oimrim, no, the beer is not through sreife. Mefare v'zeir l'ruach imat aliyom. The beer of chometz is mefara bezeir l'ruach. That's if you're not goyres af, and that's the shita sarif. If you are goyres af, so a male it means the chomim say you can, but there's here nothing wrong with burning it. What's wrong with burning it? Gebaldi. Now you don't have to go to such an extreme to burn it. You could be mefara bezeir l'ruach imat aliyom. Now l'chayre we have to understand l'chayre misvarech itzayne the af is poshet. What should be wrong with burning it? You don't have to burn it, but what could be wrong with burning it? So we have here on the side, V'ayim Mogen Avrom, Reish Simen Tov Mem Hei. Mogen Avrom, Reish Simen Tov Mem Hei doesn't understand the riff. How could you, he doesn't understand this girsa, how can you be Geiris Af? What's the problem? The problem is as follows. There's a Mishnah in Tmure, the Mishnah says in Tmure, that kolam isrofim afron muta. If there's you have isuri ano, that there's a mitzvah to burn them, So the ashes are mutar bahano. Kol hanikborim afron osa. Something that there's no mitzvah to burn. You only bury it like basa b'cholov. Nikborim, there's no mitzvah to burn it. Afron osa. So the afer is osa. So we see that there's a chilek between nischofim and nikborim. Nikborim, let's say basa b'cholov is nikborim. So afron osa. That means if I'll burn basa b'cholov, the ashes are osa bahano. If I burn something klaya kerem, that's mina nischofim, the ashes are muta bahano. That's one halacha it says in the Mishnah. Then there's another halacha that says there. It says kol hanikborim lo yischofu. That anything that there's no mitzvah of sreifa, eloy yisreifa, not allowed to burn it. Why aren't you allowed to burn it? Because a kilkel might come out. If he'll burn it, he might derive benefit from the ashes. So kol hanikborim lo yisreifa, you're not allowed to burn nikborim. That's the halach. So come to Morgan Avram. So the Morgan Avram says, lochere, we have here a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Is chametz mina nisrofim or is chametz mina nikborim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz is mina nisrofim. According to the Chachamim, chametz is mina nikborim. There's no chiyuv sreifa on it. So l'chayre, so he says, so we have a klal kol anikborim lo yisreifu. So if I can't, you're not allowed to burn it. Not allowed to burn it because you might come and derive benefit from the eifer. So Mamela, that's Pshat and the Rif. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That is Pshat and the Rif. But the Rif is not Goyresat, because Fakert, you're not allowed to burn it. Kum Tavni Meluim and Rabbi Kivega, they want to fa'emfer the skiris of Af, the Mechabas Goyresat. So Tavni Meluim and Rabbi Kivega say as follows. Taisvis in Tmuris says, why is it that Kol Hanisrofim Afron Mutter, Kol anikborim afronos. Why is it that way? So Taisvi says, Kol anisrofin aframuta kiven shanasis mitzvosom. So Mamela, that's matter the eifer. That is matter the eifer. And Taisvi tells us a kochim, just like by kochim, kiven shanasis mitzvosom ain mayalim boy. So Mamela, who adin that here, since it's nasis mitzvosom, is ain mayalim boy. So the issa falls off. That's what Taisvi says. Let's not go into the Oymek HaDvorim. The Stifler asks a beautiful kasha on Taisvis. He says he doesn't understand the Tzushtel to Kochim. By Kochim, Pshat is, we have later this halacha, that by Kochim, Kivin Shanasas Mitzvosan Ein Me'alim Ben. Because there, Pshat is like this. The whole reason Kochim is also Bano, because it's Oymed L'Meleches Gavoya, it's Oymed L'Tzolche Gavoya. So you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. The tachlis by k'toyres, it's oimed lahariach for haktore. After you are makter, so Rashi says later, ein legavoya tzeirich boy. We don't need it anymore. That means the purpose, the tachlis of the k'toyres was to be makter. After you're makter already, so ein legavoya tzeirich boy. We don't need it anymore. So melo, why? It's mutter. The whole sibes ha'isa is because it's meyuchad legavoya, so when the sibra falls off, so the issa falls off. By isurei ano, taina testaipla, klaya kerem is also bano because it's, you have to burn it. It works the other way around. Since klaya kerem is also bano, the Torah made a mitzvah to burn it. Not the issa ano is not because the mitzvah sreife, the mitzvah sreife is because it's also bano. So mehichi teisi, after you do the mitzvah, it should become mutter bano. That's the Stipulus Kasha. He doesn't understand the logic of Taisus. Taisus tells that suits the Meile. It's different than Meile. But let's not get into what Pshat and Taisus is. Abal Koponim, Taisus says, this is the Geder HaDvorim. The Geder HaDvorim is that Kivin by Kolan Nisrofim, since it's a mitzvah to burn it, so Mamela Kivin Shanasas Mitzvosom, so that's Mata the Isar Hano, so therefore Afron is Mutta. Kola Nikborim, Bosa Bechola, for example, there's no mitzvah to bury it. It's the reason you buried it is Al Tzakola, but there's no mitzvah to bury it, so since there's no mitzvah to bury it, so it's not Nasas Mitzvosom when you burn it, so therefore Afron is also. That's how Taisus explains the halach in the Mishnah, that Afron is Mutta by Nisrofim and also by Nikborim. kumt avne milui me rabbi kebegen tainen, so that's the logic of the halacha. So he says, according to the chachomim, when you burn it, you also mekayim a mitzvah. Not only when you burn it are you mekayim a mitzvah, when you mefarev a zeiluch, you also mekayim a mitzvah. Vakel, they just were mechadish, that the mitzvah of tashbisu can be niskayim, not only through sreifa, through piru v'zeiru ruach, but not that they hold there's no mitzvah niskayim when you burn it. It's a mitzvah. It's a nasis mitzvosav. So memele, so they want to fend for the Mogen Avraham's kasha. They want to fend for the Mogen Avraham's kasha as follows. That's what the Mishnah holds. Kol anikborim lo yisroifu. Kol anikborim afron osa. That's speaking about boso becholo. Boso becholo, there's no mitzvah to bury it. So memele, so there won't be any, if you burn it, there's no nasis mitzvosam. So there won't be any, so the efer will be osa. But by tashbisu, When you burn chometz, it's zichem mekayim a mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah of tashbis according to the chachomim. And who had been by mefarev as el chiyos mekayim a mitzvah. So memele, here according to the chachomim, when you burn it, it's zichem nasas mitzvosam. So if it's nasas mitzvosam, so according to the chachomim, the eifah will be mutter. So if the eifah will be mutter, so memele, here there's no aloch of kolan ikborim lo yisroifu. So memele, that's why the Mishnah says, v'chachamim oimrim, af mefarer v'zoyre l'ruach, v'imata l'yom. So memele, so now l'chayre, the Magen Avraham is wrong. Rekert, here the svara is, that the treife should be muta, because it's nasas mitzvosa. Now again, we have to understand what the svara of the Rif and the Rosh, who are not goyres, af. So there's a Yesodistic Yevot from Rab Chaim Briske. Rab Chaim Briske wants to say as follows, that there's a tremendous difference in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to the Chachomim, and according to Rab Yehuda. According to the Chachomim, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, you can be mefarev v'zoyr l'ruach emata l'yom, is the Iker mitzvah is, that Tashbisu Sa'ir mi boteichem. He should get the chometz out of his reshus. It's a mitzvah that's mutal on the gavre. The gavre is to get rid of the chometz. And there are a multitude of ways of getting rid of the chometz. Bafarev ezoil ruach, imatal yom. But the yesoida mitzvah is on the gavre to get rid of his chometz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if ein be a chometz al esreife, the Gemara says he learns out from noisa, just like by noisa is a mitzvah lehisore, so by chometz is also a mitzvah lehisore. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the din sreife is in the chefze. That the not the mitzvah of tashbisu is that I have to get rid of it. If the mechuban would be I have to get rid of it, so b'far b'zoy l'ruach is sufficient. It's tashbisu sa'ir mi boteichem. I got rid of it. But the if you learn the din is in Sreife, and we learn out from Noisa, so it's a din in the Chayfetz, that the Chayfetz has to be burnt. It's a din in the Chayfetz that the Chayfetz has to be burnt. It's a din Sreife on the Chayfetz. So Memela Rab Chaim says, that halacha, that's what Tosfos says, even shenasis mitzvosam, that is matter the Issa Hanor, that is only if there's a mitzvah on the Chayfetz alone. There's a din in the Chayfetz that the Chayfetz has to be burnt. So then there's a halacha that kiyum ha-mitzvah is matter the iser hano of the chayfetz. Masha ein kein. The sreif of the chachomim, that's only a din on the gavre, that the gavre has to see he shouldn't have any chometz by himself in his reshus. That mitzvah will not be matter the iser hano of the chom. Zogt Rashi, kol sho shemut alechel machel, L'dukaya itzterich. So Rashi says, what the Mishnah is saying is poshet. I'm allowed to eat it. Pashteitzach, I'm allowed to be machel. No, the ikir is the diuk. The teide kom isho she'enei mutal lachel, enei mutal lachel. That when the shas heter achila passes by, then it's also osa bahano. V'yasek baitane v'kerai, b'gmore porer pshit anami hanoi. Also are not, so it's poshet, but this is also. That you're not allowed to be masik tam of bikirai. Zok Tosfos, kol sho, so the Mishnah says, over zman oi osor bahano. So this, the Mishnah said, Overs Manoi, we'll see that means Shoshishis, it's also Bano. But also Limker, you're not allowed to sell it also. Bimochar Dom of Mutore, and if you sold it, the Domim is Mutter, the Ain Teufis is Domov, because Chometz is not Teufis is Domov, the Domim don't become Osar, Kedush Nam Bepeg Beis, the Kedushin, Mochon, the Kiddush, Bedmeim, Mikudeshes. Now, we have to understand, L'chayre, what is Taisvah telling us? The Mishnah says, it's also Bahano. So Taisvah says, you're not allowed to sell it also. No, Fashteitzach. If it's also Bahano, you're not allowed to sell it. What is Taisvah being Mechadish here? And then all of a sudden, Taisvah goes into the Shaila, what will be the din? What will be the din if he did sell it? Is Dom of Mutorim, Dom of Asurim. We come to Sarayin Doch, may what's, all of a sudden, Taisus is speaking about the Shailas which are not Negeos. This is Ichan not Negeos, in Mochel, Dom of Motorim. Now, by Emerson, Taisus is Meiradik Meduyik. The Achroinim bring down Ramban, the Ramban, the Chsam Seifer brings down a Ramban, in Chulen, there's a Tal Teure, weiter, and I want to say a very lomdish raya. They want to say that something that is also bahano, the whole isser ano is to derive benefit from the gufa dovo. Litnei lebehemtoi, if I give it to my behemoth, I'm deriving hano from the chometz. But if I go and sell chometz, it's mutter. The ein hano miguf hadova. That means the gather of hano is, the gather iser hano means I'm deriving hano from the chometz. I'm deriving hano maybe from the value of the chometz. I'm not deriving hano from the chometz. There's a svara to say mechire does not go into the category of isure hano. The ein hano miguf hadova. There's such a svara. In the Mele, perhaps if one would learn the Mishnah, one would be medayik like that, because let's look in the Reisha, and the Reisha says, Kol shashemuta lechel, moichel lenochi, mutabano, ovosmanoi, osobano. But it doesn't say, moichel osolimke lenochi. It just says, the Mishnah should have said that what was muta before becomes also later. The Mishnah only says, Ovos manai osa banosa. It doesn't say, Vosa limke. So there'd be a svore to say, again, there are the doyle achoinim that mention such a svore, that in Isurei Ano, that Isurei Ano is only also to derive benefit meguf hadova. If you machel the chometz, if you'll sit on the chometz, that's called you're deriving benefit from the Isur Ano. But that's what you're getting money for the chometz, you're getting money for the value of the chometz, that's not called, that doesn't go into the gather of Isurei Ano. So Taisvis wants to say, no, don't make such a mistake, but also limka. You're not allowed to sell it. In Is Ovos Manei also Bano, also limka. What is this for, Atake? So our Kochach, we consider that the Mechire is also considered Hano from the Guf Hadova. If you hold it also, Fakert, I'm getting money for this chayfetz. I'm deriving benefit from this chayfetz. So it's also called deriving hanor from the guf adov. So that's why that's the chiddush of Taisus va'osa limker. Now, the minute Taisus says this, so Taisus went into a new problem. So therefore, if this is called deriving benefit from the guf adov, what halacha will there be with the money? Now, in order to understand this problem, I'd like to be magdim for a few minutes. There's a gewaldike yesod that the gedoyli achreinim speak about, that isurei ano is much different than isurei achila. Isurei achila, pshat is, I'm not allowed to eat this object. Let's say, not allowed to eat nevela. Tosa b'achila. What happens if you'll burn the nevela? You have ashes. This is not basar. This is ashes already. There's no issa whatsoever to eat ashes. The issa is to eat basar. This is not basar. This became ashes already. It's a different object. That's by Yisurei Achila. By Yisurei Hano, the Gdei Lachoinim say as follows. Let's say you have basar of a sher haniskel. You have a basar of a sher, it's also bano. I go and burn it. Now it's ashes. This is not basar. But if I'll derive benefit from these ashes, so it's called I'm deriving benefit from the sher haniskel. Because where did these ashes come from? They came from the sher haniskel. Didn't come from zich alein. So this is considered gidulei isurei hano. This eifer came from isurei hano. So if I'll derive benefit from the eifer, the isur is not because this is also bano. No, by using the eifer, I'm deriving benefit from the boso. Because without the boso, I wouldn't have the eifer. And therefore, there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that if a person will have a kalker shel Avodah Zarah, a kalker shel Avodah Zarah means that this was one of the Kli Ariga. This is one of the kelim that is being used to weave begodim. So the Gemara is a whole shaila. If one will weave a beged with a kalko shel Avodah Zarah, that the beged should be yosa bahano. Why should the beged be yosa bahano? Because the beged is considered gidulei isurei hano. How did the beged come about? You can't have a beged without this weaving machine. So the beged is a gidul, is a toilada from the isurei hano. So the beged is also asa bano. That is why gidulei isurei hano is also. If something comes from isurei hano, it is also because, not because this is a chepz of isurei hano, nor because when I'm using this, I'm deriving hano from the thing which originated this inyan. That's why there's an inyan of gidulei isurei hano also. So memela. The minute Taisvis said that mechira is also also bahano, you're not allowed to sell chometz, because when I'm selling chometz, it's considered I'm deriving hano. The minute Taisvis says that mechira is also, so Taisvis was mechadish, that's called, the etzim mechira is called a shimush in isurei hano, it's called I'm having hano from the guf handova. For the chometz, I'm getting money, so it's called I'm deriving a benefit from the chomet, so it's also limkel. So the minute it's also limkel, so Taisus now had a new shaila. So Ibn Zayd, the money should be also. Since the money comes from the Yisurei Ano, so the money should be also to me. So Taisus had to say no. The imacha dom of mutar. If he sold chomet, the dom im amutar. Es kan shoyel aben. What is the difference, Taka? So there's a Mekir Chaim that wants to differentiate between the Domim of Mechire and the Domim of Gidule, and Gidule Yisuriano. So the Mekir Chaim says as follows. The Chalipe Asure Hano, that means that what a person gets for the Yisuriano, the money he derives for the Yisuriano, Loigomu Havayis Hadovo. That means to say like this. If something grew from Yisurei Hano, if you have Eifer of Yisurei Hano, so that pshat is the whole existence of this inyan is because of the Yisurei Hano. The ashes you have now, the ashes are only existing because of Yisurei Hano. You'll have a tree that is also banon or grow a peiri, so the whole existence of the peiri is because of Yisurei Hano. You had a beged, which was woven through a kli ariga, which is Avodah Zarah. So the whole existence of the beged, the havayis adova, the existence of this thing came about through a yisurino. So therefore, that is awesome. Chalife yisurino, dmei yisurino, the money, it's not pshat, is that the whole existence of this money came about through a yisurino. I got the money because I sold the yisurino. But this does not fall into the category of gidulei isurei hano. That is what Taisus is machadish in the next line. So Taisus says, even though it's also limka, even though it's considered by mechira, I'm having hano from the chometz, afal pikein ve'imoch al dom of mutorim. Then Taisus says dom. How do I know this? So now Taisus has to bring a raya. K'destam bepeg beis dikdushin mochem ve'kiddush bitmeyem mikudeshes. So what's the raya? So the raya is l'chayre, let us learn a poshet, the pshat. The pshat is because if we will say that it is also to the machlev, so it's coming, he's mekadish and isha with something which is also bano to him. To him it is also bano because for him it's chilufa yisura yano. So tais was held, if to him it would be also bano. And to the isha it's mutab bano, she also wouldn't be mekudeshes. Because he's giving, it's not considered she's getting mammon from him, since by him it is also bano. And if it says machan v'kiddush b'dmei mekudeshes, so we see that it is mutar bahano to the moicha also. Zakh the Gemara, kol shor shemutar lechil machil. The Mishnah says kol shor shemutar lechil is allowed to be machil. Ha kol shor she'enei mutar lechil einei machil. But when the minute he's not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to derive benefit. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ike chomesh, ve'enei oichel u'machel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a shor that's enei oichel u'machel, shor chamishes. Oichlin kol arba, ve'toilin kol chomesh, lo'i oichlin v'lo'i serfin, you'll have to have an orphan. So the Shor Chamishes, it's Mutabachil, it's Mutabano. Shor Shishes, it's also with everything. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Oichlin Kol Arbe, V'Toilin Kol Chomesh, V'Seifin B'Tchila Sheish. So Memele, so the Mishnah is not, the portion that the Gemara means, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shor Shemut Alechel Machel, the Mishnah is like Rameya. The Gemara of Elam, my Rav Meir is. See, what do you want to tell me? The Mishnah is Rav Meir. Hi, kol sho she mutar lechel machel, kol sho she oichel machel mi boilei. Right, the Lashon mutar, but seem we're speaking about two different people. Kol sho she mutar lechel machel. We're speaking about the same person, kol sho she oichel machel mi boilei. So the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Meir either. Omer Rabbe Barule, mas nisen Rav Gamliel. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Gamliel. It's not. I'm Gamliel Oimel. Chulin echolin kol arba. Trume kol chomesh. Beserfin betchila sheish. So I'm Gamliel said that achilas chomets is also for everyone shoreviz. Trume is still muta ba'achile shochamishes. Then hanoas chomets is muta for everyone shochamishes. So my mailer, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Kol sho shemuta lechel koyim betrume. Kol sho shemuta lechel koyim betrume. That a koyim is allowed to eat trume. Yisrael machul chulin lebehema lechayelois. So Yisrael is allowed to derive benefit from it. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Rabban Gamliel. Bemison, we have to understand what's this kugel. That means that the Mishnah says if the Kohen is allowed to eat Trume, the Yisrael is allowed to give the chometz to a behemoth. Why? That the halacha is that way, but it seems the Mishnah was mekasher, the heter hano of the Yisrael to the heter achila of the Kohen. So the Rabbeinu David says as follows. Let's a little elaborate 1 minute. The emison, why is, according to Rabban Gamliel, why is one not permitted to eat chometz the fifth hour? So we had in the first paydek, the reason you're not allowed to eat chometz the fifth hour, because we're afraid a person will be machlef bein chomesh l'sheva. Chometz l'akilma, so people might make a mistake, and they'll think, they'll be the seventh hour, think it's still the fifth hour, they'll make a mistake, and they'll eat chometz. So therefore we had to make sure that the fifth hour is also bachila. So we mentioned then, apnei Yeshua, if they're afraid a person will make a mistake, so how is he allowed to have Hano? Hano is also awesome in our Torah. If it's the seventh time, he's allowed to have Hano. But Bnei Yeshua says, it's a chash. He might make a mistake. It's a possibility. But because of this chash, he didn't want to be mafsed him legamri. That means, because of this chash, there's a tzairich over here. You can't make him... Because of this chash, there's a miut anoshim which might make a mistake, so will be mafsid the Momen Yisrael because of that. They couldn't do such a thing. So memele, so there was a tzairech, b'mokim tzairech, they weren't chayshish. That's the gather of heter anoh. In the Emerson, that's the same lumbis why a kohen is permitted to eat trume. There's also a tzoylich. The mitzvah of achilas trume. There's also the shash. But since there is a tzoylich of achilas trume, so therefore we won't be chayish. And here is a tzoylich of hefsed mom in Yisrael. A tzoylich also mamayin and shal Yisrael. So memele, so that is how the Tana was mekasha these two halachis. Ko shah shekoyin muta lechel betrume. That means, if they wavered the chash, because there's a tzoyrech, so therefore they said there's a tzoyrech chilat ashot to be ma'abet trume b'yadayim, not b'yadayim, but ashot to let trume b'yhoylech libut. So kol shah shemuta lechel, if so, koyin is muta, it's ashot, that they were matter at tzoyrech, with tzoyrech they were matter achilas koyin, so the same way is ma'achal abeim alachay aloifis, so they were matter le- Kol shah shayichol machol mi boyle, abal hashte the noked lo betrei lishne mashme datrei gabrikoi. Vahol ekel amay medachi kama kol shah shemut alechol min atayre, machol afilu mi darabonon. Let us say, that's pshan de mishne, the kol shah shemut alechol min atayre, machol afilu mi darabonon, betitutem ali bedrab Yehudem. The Ika Sheish, the Mutter Lechel Min HaTorah, Vahasala Hachel Adivrei Hakel. So you can't say that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, because Sheish is also Lahachel, even though it's also Mutter Min HaTorah. Elohi Kama, Kol Shoshi Eshete Lishum Odom Lechel, Machel Afa Osa Lechel, Lebehemtai. Zog the Gemara weiter. Lome, it's a said in the Mishnah, is machal a behemme lechaya loifes. Fregt the Gemara, lomeli le misne behemme, lomeli le misne chaya. Well, it's about to be machal, what's the chilek behemme and chaya? Fregt the Gemara, frich. The eton a behemme, if we'd only say behemme, the mishaira, so I'm giving the behemme to eat, shoch hamishis. Now, it could be the behemme lead up whatever I give her. Could be, she won't eat it up, she'll leave it over. So Memele, by the Behemah, there's nothing but to worry about. The Imishaira, if the Behemah will leave over the Chometz, Chazilo, he sees the Chometz, so he'll know that they gave rid of it. He gave to the Behemah, Chamishis, he passes by the area, he sees still there some Chometz there, so he'll be Mevayre. So there's no Chashash, no Kilkul can come about to the Achila. Avol Chayo, the Imishaira, but what'll be if the Chaya leaves it over? Chametzanolo, the Chaya doesn't leave it over Bimkoimoy, a Chaya hides, a Chaya stores. So if the Chaya is going to go and if the Chaya will leave it over, so the Chaya is going to go and put it in a corner, put it in Chulana's Dokim. So Memelis, I would think, Eimoloi, so you're not permitted to give to Achaya, because by giving to Achaya, you might eventually end up by having chametz in your house, Pesach, because the Achaya, if the Achaya won't eat it up, the Achaya might come and hide it. The Iton Achaya, Mishum di Mishai Remi is Metzana. By it would say Achaya, Mishum di Mishai Remi is Metzana. Afilu, it will leave over, it will be Matzniyat. Aber Behemah zimnen de Mishaire, v'loi masik adaitoi, a Behemah does not hide, a Behemah will leave it over, v'loi masik adaitoi, and he'll forget about that this chometz and this mokim, he'll forget about all what he did in the Shoch HaMishis, v'koyelei b'bal yiroh b'al yimotze, eimo loi, tzricha. So now we understand the hilach of the Gemara. A supposed the Gemara is saying as follows, let us learn the Gemara according to Reiv Rishonim, that hold that an chomet she'ena yedua, you're not over bal yiro bal yemotze. But afal pikein, the zachiv b'dike al shema yovi lo'ochloi. Let us learn like that. So memele, so the Gemara is beautiful. That means if it would say behemes, I would think, let's say the first malachim, if it would say behemes, I would say a behemes, you're allowed to give the behemes because there's nothing but to worry about. If I leave it up, I'll leave it up. If I leave it there, so I'll see it and I'll get rid of it. So there's no problem. Mashenkin chaya, a chaya will be matzniya. So even though an achaya is matzniya, I won't be over bal yiro because it's chomet sheini yedua. I don't know where it is. I don't know if you put it away. It's chomet sheini yedua. But al kolponim, but it's a chashav shema yovi lochloi. How can I go and give the chaya chometz when the chaya could by giving the chaya chometz, the chaya could be matni the chometz and can undo what I accomplished with the whole bedikah. The Mishnah says, "Ein choishi shishem agir rochuda." That's what it says in the Mishnah. Okay, you don't have to be afraid. And I'm giving it to a chuda. I'm giving it to a chaya. So I would think that you're not allowed to give it to a chaya. So that's what it has to say, that you're permitted to give it to a chaya. Maya, we'll see later. Now, if it would say chaya, so I would say chaya, afilu on the tzad that the chaya will leave it over. Be matzniyeh. So al kaponim, this vayt is no shayla v'daraisa over here. It's only shayla v'chiva d'rabbono. So there's a suffix. If when I give the chaya, maybe the chaya will leave it over, and maybe it'll be matzniyeh. So mametend it'll be a chash d'rabbono. So no. So that's what the Mishnah says. Avazoy vayt afman ishklal. But by a behemoth, there's a bigger chash. There's a chash. Maybe mishayrelo v'chozilo v'loy masik adayte. They were playing with fire over here. You'll give it to the behemoth, and the behemoth will leave it over there v'loy masik adayte. This is chometz yadua. It's not chometz sheini yadua. So on this chometz you'll be over by yiroh. So there's a potential. So there's it's so mitzad echot behemoth is a mile. Mitzad echot behemoth is a gevaldik chasson. It's a meila that if you see it and you'll hold cup. So a meila, there's nothing what to worry about. But if it'll be loy masik adayt, you'll be able by yiro by yemotze. Aim a loy. So therefore, he has to tell me that baim is also mut. Tricha. That's why you need both. Take the Gemara oifay shlomali. If the Gemara I did it on the baim of a chayy, it's only nami oifes. Zot rash. Behei meim mishay rechosilei she'ein dar kolatzniyah. Avol chaye kigoyim chulde nemiya v'chatul dalkan latzniya. So since it's dalkan latzniya, so I would think that it's also viton chaye v'mine hi adifin mishum de'im mishayre mitzhanolo. It's better. V'loy ovo lei bebal yiro. You won't be even bal yiro. V'lav adayte levatloy. But he would v'lav adayte levatloy. So memeilis kamash melom that you're permitted to give it to our behemoth. Let us see Taisus. Leima masnisen the loy krab Yehuda. So Taisus aflofi amaskona loy osi krab Yehuda. Alochikoma. Leima masnisen the loy krab Yehuda ala krab Meya. That kosho shoichul machu. Masik the Chameya nami loy osi. That's the leima, no, doesn't go according to Chameya. Viashmin en chaye, mishum de metanolo, because a chaye is matzniya. Then over mishum bal yatmin, I lechayir effect of toisves. What's the mila of metzanelo? But he still has chometz in his rishus, so he should be over on bal yatmin. So he still has chometz. We learn out from lo yimotzei that a person is not allowed. This is not you're not allowed to see chometz. You're not allowed to possess chometz in your rishus. The toisves the bal yatmin nafkelon mi lo yimotzei. The whole makor that a person is not permitted to hide chometz. We learn that not only lo yero, it shouldn't be seen, it shouldn't be found. This is not called chometz that is motzi, even shen yedua heichanu. Since he doesn't know where it is, so this is not called motzi. The chen mashme bepeire kame, the porich, the gemore estakashe, bechi mashkachas lo levatle, says, ha boidek tzorich she yevatle. If a person was boidek, oila boosle, he has to be mevatle. So the Gemara says, why do you have to be mevatel? Now he was boidik. If we'll find chometz, he'll then be mevatel. That means there's no necessity to be mevatel before. So lechayre, what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe he has chometz, and he didn't find it in the bedikah. So mamel, that's why you have to be mevatel. What should he mashkachas lo levatle? But he calls man, he didn't find it, he still possesses the chometz. Mashme, the cholkama, the loy mashkachas loy over bebal yiro. Calls man, You didn't find the chometz and aleve bebal yiro. That's some places is saying not like the shitas hatul. The shitas hatul says if a person is boidik chometz and later he found the chometz, so he was oivah bebal yiro b'shoigik the whole time because he had chometz in his possession. So the Torah have a problem after lam shat nagama. But kaponim taisvis learns according this taisvis learns. This Taisus learns that Fakert calls, if it's not Motzah, you're not over Bal Yiro. So Mamela, so that is the mile of Chaya. The mile of Chaya is that about your rock upon him you won't be able.
Hitcha Rashba. So the Rashba asks Amira de Kekash. Heichi shori lahachel lechaya, she dalke lahatmin. How are you allowed to give to a chaya, which is dalke lahatmin? Vasnan beperikame, mashe meshaya, yanichenu betzine. We learned whatever is left over from the bedike, he should hide it. Kidei, shleititol chulde befono, v'yitzorach bedike achav. It says in the Mishneh, that he has to be sure to hide the chametz, because if he won't hide it, he'll see a chul that took it, so he'll be mechuyev to be baidik the house again. Shteitach klo, that if a chul that takes his chametz and runs away with it, you're mechuyev to be baidik the whole house. V'chol shkein sha'os alitin bifneim. And here it says, so erefez, so oil abos, so after the bedika you have to make sure that the chometz is inaccessible to any chayah, because it's bit. If they'll get a hold of it, you have to be baidik the whole house. And our Mishnah says, shachamishish, you call all the chayahs and you give it to them. It's the chapella. The mayor of the chapella. V'yesh l'chalek bein chayah l'chuda hamegadlim bebotim. Tahi lo'y metzane kula hay, kamo y'chuda hatemenes b'chudim b'bezdokim. In Daxamen number one, Daxamen is a shtickle greis in Taisis. The Ivre claps sich nicht so gut. Taisis means to say as follows. Let's first say the Ivre. Yesh lechalik bein chaye hamigadlim bebotim, tehi lechude, tachude. The difference between a chaye that's megadl bebotim, lechude. Tehi, a chaye shemigadlim bebotim, loy mitzane kula hai, a chude that is not a part of the family, that is not, it's not megadelis bebotim. So the chude does not know when where the next meal will come from. So the chude is matzniya. When it eats, it's a doig liyoy mocha. It's not a bal betochen. So memele. So when it has something, so half it puts away for tomorrow because it doesn't know where its next meal is going to come. Ma she'en came by a chaya ma gadelis bebatim, that you megadol the chaya, so the chaya isn't matzniya. It eats it up. Why should he be matzniya? It's about betochen. Just like the gets food, so why should it be matzniya? So memele, so that's what Taisa wants to differentiate. So what is pshat? So pshat is like this. The what is the kamash malon? Kamash Malon is, I would think you're not allowed to give to a chaya because maybe a chaya would be matzniya. That's what I would think. The Mishnah says you're allowed to give to a chaya. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is you don't have to be afraid it will be matzniya, because since it's megadol bebotim, so mistame it won't be matzniya. The only reason it's matzniya, there's a possibility, but it's a remote possibility, because a chaya that's megadol bebotim is a bal betochen. It knows it gets meals kaseida from the balabos. So memele, so it won't be matzni. There's a possibility. He mishayre matzni, but who says it'll be mishayre? Why should it be mishayre? Ma she'en kein, a chude that is not megadol bebotim. So this chude is a doig liyoy mocha, a zicha matzni. So memele, that's now see the ibrin taisis. So memele taisis is very good. Yesh l'chalek bein chaya ha megadol bebotim. That is our mishneh l'chude. Dahi, achaye, shemigaldum bebotim, lemetanikulai, kemoi chude, atemenis bechude, bezdokim. So, mamel, that's the kamash malon. The kamash malon is that you don't have to be afraid that the chaye will be matzni. No, the Gemara says, afen elstin oifen, then it will be matzni. Talking about yirok, upon the betzichen itzai. Umoi chayle nochi. It says that Shah Shemuta Lechel, Shah Hamishis, Moichel Unochi. Like the Gemara Pshita, if it's Muta Bano, you're allowed to sell it to Goy also. What could be wrong? Lafuki Mehai Tandit, Sanya Beshami Oimrim, Layimker Odom Chemtzel Unochi, Elim Ken Yedei Boy Sheyichle Koidem Pesach. Beshami says, you're only permitted to sell Chometz to a Goy if I know it will be consumed before Pesach. Ubeisilul oimrim kol shor shemuta lechel muta limke. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Now let's see the, we were, Taisus in the limb. Vakoy lebe bal yiro peishem le bitloy.
Wouldn't that be muscle maim, do muscle maichum minay? It's a bigger chash, since it's befunnel. Kaidem sheyavai ha-Pesach, Elohim kodem chem shalachem kajye b'shichu by kaidem ha-Pesach. Kaidem sheyavai ha-Pesach. Dekasavri mitzvah olav levaray min ha-oilam v'loi sheyei kai. So the Gdeili Rishonim, the Meiri, and others type shat in Rashi's Mahalach, that Rashi learned the chilek between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is, the chilek between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is the chiyev levaray min ha'olam, or is the chilek lashbisay min habayis? Ach b'yem rishon tashbisay sa'or mibotechem. That's what it says in the pasuk. So memela, that's the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that is a chiyev levaray min ha'olam. That's what Rashi says, a mitzvah, olav levar min oilam v'loi sheyei kayim. It's not permitted to be around. So that is why you're not allowed to sell it to a goy. If I know the goy won't eat it before Pesach, you got it out of the bayis, but you want mekayim mitzvah tashbisa. You mechuyif mekayim mitzvah tashbisa. Beis Hillel holds, kol sheshmut alecha muta limker, fakert the rosh sheshim mekayim tashbisa with mechir alanochi. Because the tashbisa sell me boteichem. I got it out of the house. That's all. So memela. So what's gate moron if it's around, if it's not around? That's good for the machloikis beishami beisilo. Let us ask a kasha if this Rashi is a mashuna de kipshat and beishami. The Rishonim don't learn like kasha. See later. So, but according to Rashi, Rashi holds that according to beishami, you have to make sure that you did hashbosim in ha'olam. So, l'chayre, according to Rashi, according to Beis Shammai, how are you allowed to be mevatel the chometz? How does bittel help? Now, b'emes and Rashi l'shitose is beautiful. We had a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, if you learn out bittel from Tashbisu, or you learn out bittel from as hefker. According to Tosfos, that bittel is hefker, so it's a merdike kashe. So how are you allowed to be mafke and you're allowed to sell it? That doesn't make sense. It's both are Tashbisu, so me botechem. But according to Rashi, the gather of Tashbisu is that it is Tashbisu Misoir, the Ramban says. That means Be'ein of its offer. Ka'afra da'are. So fakir, so the gather of Ashbos is it's a bir min oilom. If it's sufficient, if Be'ein of its offer, kol chamir arei ka'afra da'are, so al kaponim legabi mi, there's no chametz around, it's offer. But if you sell it to the guy will need it, so then it's taka feltnash bosom in oilo. Rav Yehuda ben Seira Oimer, kutach v'chol mine kutach, osa limker shloishim yoim koidem lepesach. Zogt Rashi, Rav Yehuda Oimer kutach, noisnim boi pirur eilecha. V'osa mishim chomet, so it's a mixture that has chomet in it. Shloishim yoim, disvir alai ki beishama, he holds like beishama. That is a din bir min oilo. V'zeh einei nechol mayo. Shein oichle noisoi, elo, this you don't eat right away. Elo matbilen boy, you use this as a dip. So memele, s'vahani shloishim yoim, misho shechal olof choyves bir, misho shoylen behilchas Pesach. So it could be, that's what that's how the Rishoy Shev says, Pshat and Rashi, that what is Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds like Beis Shammai. So what was Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Mechadish? Does he say the same thing like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai said that you're not allowed to sell something if it won't be eaten. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says that you're not allowed to sell kutach because it takes a long time to consume. So what's Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Moisef on Beis Shammai? Could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Moisef on Beis Shammai the Shir of Shloishim Yoim. That means could be Beis Shammai is machma. Beis Shammai holds that if you ever possess chometz as a chiv and you lash bisei min oilam. So that means if you have kutach and you have 20 gallons of kutach, you can't sell it to the guy even 2 months before Pesach, because it won't be consumed. So there was already chala and you a chiv ashbos on the kutach. And according to Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, the whole chiv is shloishim yom. When the whole chiv of tashbisu is chal, when the tshelem v'dersh and milcha sachat. That's all kaponim harashi learned pshat in the machloikis. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer kutach v'chol minei kutach. Oimeri b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbi Yehuda osi ki beis Hillel. He holds like beis Hillel.
It does not like Beis Shammai, but also Bekutach Mishum Deshem Bail of Olok, the Yoidim Shehu Kutach Shel Ploy. The Yizberu Shemochai Be Pesach Al Yedei Nochi, Inami Yizberu Shebe Pesach Mochai Yisrael Lenochi. Lachain Oyser Rabbi Yudah Limker Kutach Lenochi. Now, let us just explain. This Taisus is a little unclear. We have to, the Taisus of Mena Peres explains a little better. This Kutach is Shem Bail of Olov. That means, it was his Kutach, Yankel's Kutach. That was, it was Hashem Dov. So now, the Shaila is, if the Goy will have this in Pesach, so then there's a Shaila of Marasayin. How did the Goy get this in Pesach? And then, Nachmer. What if the guy will be selling the Shankel's Kutach and Pesach to someone else? People will be choshed that the Yankel is selling he's using the guy for an agent. It's for sale. It's being sold, Yankel's Kutach. Or if you'll see the Yankel's Kutach by the guy, people will be choshed him that he sold it in Pesach. Because they know this is his. Other chametz, you don't know so much that this is his. Now, so the Rebbeinu Peretz explains as follows. Beis Shammai held even not Kutach. If you have a Bulkele, it's Nikar, it's Yankel's Bulkele. Not as much as the Kutach. But the Bulkele is also Nikar a little that this is who the Bailam was, who it originated from. So Beis Shammai asked everything that has a slight semblance that this belongs to Yid. Because of this chash, the people will say he sold it to the guy in Pesach, or the guy is selling it to him in Pesach. That was the chumrah of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai will say you don't have to, because it's not so much nika that it's the yeats. Abos Abiyudim Seira holds like Beis Shammai. You don't have to be chayish by a book, they don't have to be chayish. But Bekutach with a label on it, that's taka osa. That is taka osa because the shame bail of Allah, the yoidim shul kutach shul plainik. The Yizbaru, so now they see it's floating around in Pesach, so I think he got an order in Pesach, Shemochi be Pesach, Hayidei Nochi, that means if the Nochi will sell it to others, Inam be Yizbaru shebe Pesach, Mochi Yisraelin Nochi, V'chei Noyis Rabbi Yudalim Kerkutach Lenochi. V'asi Shape Afle Rabbeinu Tam, V'posh B'rei Shelo Oibrim Demuta Lahash is Kutach be Pesach. Now, to understand this shur, Pshat is as follows. When a Peretz learn Pshat, a different Shash of Marasayim, not that the guy is going to sell it, and they'll say that the Yid sold it to the guy in Pesach. Yisra of Yisra Hano. When the Peretz Lomshat, they were choishes as the Yisra of Bal Yiro. They were afraid that if you'll see Yankel's Kutach by the guy in Pesach, so people will think Mistome he was mapkid the Kutach by the guy in Pesach, and after Pesach he can get it back from him. So there'll be choishes him in the Yisra of Bal Yiro. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz Lomshat. Not an Yisra Hano, an Yisra Bal Yiro. Now, if you learn like this, Rabbeinu Tam is in hot water. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no Yisra Bal Yiro by Kutach. That's Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll see in Eilo Oivrim. There's no Yisra Bal Yiro there. Eilo Oivrim in Ashulchan, not Oivrim in Nabayis. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no Yisra Bal Yiro. The Mutalash is Kutach by Pesach. So in Meile, the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. So what's going to go on if you'll see this Kutach by the Goy's house, but the Yid is not even Bal Yiro, he's allowed to keep it in his house also. So therefore, this is the reset of Pshat, which would stem a fill according to Rabbi Netam also. The Chshash is not a Chshash of Bal Yiro, the Chshash is they're afraid that people will say that the Yid sold it to the Goy in Pesach.